Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special guest for you. We are joined by Lauren Mayhew. Lauren, how's it going?
Hi there, how are you?
Hey, doing well. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So Lauren, I'm super excited to talk about what you've got going on. Mainly is your newest single, Wake Up. Tell me a little bit about the single. What was the writing process like on it, and what's the story behind the song?
So Wake Up, I actually wrote here in Los Angeles with some writers and producers here. The producers, actually Isaac Hassan, has written for Selena Gomez, and Dave Siegel has written with Flo Rida and plays keys for Flo Rida when he's touring, which is actually really cool. But we ended up actually taking the vocals, like the top line, and a DJ duo called Wayflow from Canada ended up redoing the song. So the version that you are hearing today, or that you just heard, is actually like the remix version, which has now become the original version. So it's really cool to see just kind of like the trajectory of this song and, you know, the path that it took to get to the version that it is today. But, you know, it's just kind of based on like that moment or that night that you just never want to end because it's just the most fun that you've ever had. So that's kind of what it's about. And I shot a music video for it as well. And we actually started shooting the music video at midnight on a Saturday, and we didn't finish shooting it until 8 a.m. the next day because we wanted to get the sunrise at the beach. So that was quite the adventure.
Man, that is awesome. That is awesome. You are so talented. I mean, you sing, you act, you host. Where did you get your start in entertainment? Was entertainment something that you knew always, like even growing up, that you wanted to be a part of?
Yeah, I guess I've been singing and acting ever since I can remember, honestly. I won this Wilhelmina modeling contest when I was a kid, and I got flown out to New York, and that's actually where I ended up getting my first manager that I had, and ended up getting a series regular role on a soap opera called Guiding Light that I was on for about 2 years. And it was an amazing experience, and, you know, just kind of blossomed from there. Also in Florida, where I'm from, there's a lot of acting that was happening in Orlando. And so I was on a bunch of Nickelodeon shows and WB shows. And it was really cool kind of, you know, being able to get into the entertainment industry early.
Absolutely. What is the big thing that you love about being in the entertainment industry? I know that at times it can be very demanding, and you know, of course, you spend a lot of time away from home and family, but, I mean, the reward, I'm sure, is really great. What would you say that you enjoy the most about what you do?
You know, the actual craft itself, I mean, being able to, you know, work with other really talented people and create, like, amazing songs that actually move people or touch people. Like, whenever I get, like, a message on Instagram, and by the way, I read all my DMs and I check out all my stuff on Twitter and stuff, so for any fans listening, definitely write me. Let me know what you think. It totally makes my day to get messages from people that when they're like, oh, this really helps me through a hard time, or I listen to the song every time I go out, or whatever it may be. And that just makes it all worth it for sure.
Absolutely. I know that you've done, kind of going back to my previous question, but I know that you've done a lot of work in television,
mm-hmm.
work with Dexter as well as WWE mm-hmm. and CSI. But you've also done film as well. Out of the two mediums, what would you say that you enjoy the most, theater, film or television?
You know, that's hard. I mean, you know, I've been really blessed that a lot of the TV shows that I've done have been, incredibly high quality. I mean, like CSI, Law & Order, Dexter, American Dreams, all of these shows, you know, not only have phenomenal actors, but also have great directors and crews and, you know, just general casts. So that's been pretty amazing. I think, you know, the benefit of being able to work on a series is you get to really know the people that you're working with when you get to come back for multiple episodes, and it becomes like a little mini family. So that's kind of a plus for that. In terms of, feature films, it's kind of nice because, you know, you're on a set for, you know, a short period of time, but then you get to go and become somebody else. And so there's never a dull moment. You're always getting to, you know, explore yourself as an actor and, you know, take on different roles. So that's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. Now, I know this year you've got, I believe it's Diva Diaries coming out. I think it's like a comedy. And so my question is, do you have any other films that you're working on this year?
Yeah, so I guess the one that you guys could see that's coming, that just came out, I did a movie called What Happened Last Night. I did that last year, actually, but it just came out. Now it's on demand, and it's on Amazon, and you can actually get it at any Walmart as well as a DVD. So that's also a comedy. It's like a teen comedy, I guess, if you will, and it's based on these, you know, essentially the main girl lead character wakes up in bed with this boy, and she can't remember anything about the night before, and all of this kind of comedy ensues as to how she got there. And it's really cute, actually. So it was a total blast being a part of that. I got to shoot it in New Jersey and in New York. And, yeah, so that you can check out. Also, I'm slated this year to shoot a feature film called Skate God, where I actually play pro skateboarding legend's daughter, Tony Hawk's daughter, in it.
Wow.
Her name is Blaze. Yeah, and so it actually has a bunch of other pro skaters in it. So that's really cool. And I'm really excited to be a part of that. And there's also a lot of really great actors in it as well. So we don't have a start date for that yet, but it'll be shooting probably sometime in the next couple of months here in 2017. So I actually started learning how to skateboard for it. So go have a stunt double to do all like the crazy tricks, but just so that I look really proficient at, you know, the general skating. I really want to make it look believable and natural. So
very nice, very nice. And I know, you know, at the start of the show, we were talking a little bit about, you know, your newest single. So do you have plans to release a full length this year? Because I know you're super busy.
Right now I've just been doing mostly singles because I work with DJs internationally all over the world. So I'll do, you know, one single with one DJ and, like, you know, release it through a German label, or do another song with another DJ and release it through, like, an Italian label. So not to say that I won't be doing a full EP, but right now, especially in the dance market, it's kind of a more single-driven market anyway, you know, at this time. So that's my kind of plan right now. I definitely have a bunch of other music I'm going to be releasing soon. I'm actually really excited to announce that I'm going to be doing an amazing tour. It's called Inception at Sea. It's an EDM festival on a cruise. And it's March 13th through March 17th. And I'm super excited about it. I think there's still some cabins available. And there's amazing artists performing on it. Like Lil Jon's performing, Blau's performing, Danny Avila is performing, Dada Life is performing. And I'm actually performing with a DJ friend of mine. His name's Tony Arzadon. He's had tons of residencies at, you know, massive nightclubs and casinos in Vegas and, like, all over the world. And he's really talented and also creates his own music as well. And so we wrote a couple songs together, which we're going to be debuting for the first time live on this cruise. So if you guys go to, if you Google Inception at Sea, you'll be able to go and check it out and get tickets if you want.
Man, that is awesome. That is awesome. And that's such a great way to kick off music festival season, because I know, you know, music festival season kicks off next month, and there's so many great festivals just around, you know, around the country and even the world. And so it's really cool to see you at the forefront of the festival season kicking things off.
Oh, absolutely. And it's definitely never a bad day at work when it takes you to Miami and then to the Bahamas. So I'm pretty pumped about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Man, that is awesome. Do you have any plans for any other festivals or concert series this summer?
Yeah, so right now I'm planning a tour throughout Mexico, actually. I'll be performing at a club called Evo that's in Guadalajara, and I'm also planning some dates in Cabo and also in Puerto Vallarta. So I'm working with a DJ. His name is David Sayer. Super talented DJ, and we're actually just finishing up a new track, which I'll be releasing pretty soon. It's called OMG, and I'm really excited about it. And we're actually also working, we're going to do one remix version with a guy, his name's Dan Mascarelli. He's a Mexican, like, soap star and also singer, a really talented guy. And so I'm really excited because this will be the first kind of crossover bilingual song that I've done. So I'm really excited about that. He's going to be singing the second verse in Spanish.
Man, that is awesome. That is awesome. You've got some amazing things in the work.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm hoping there'll be plenty more of festivals that I'll be doing and performances throughout the summer. But those are the two that I'm currently working on right now that I can announce.
Very nice, very nice. And Lauren, I know that you do so much, you know, you're involved in music, film, and television. What would you say is the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from your work, say 10, 20 years down the line? I know that there's this thing, you know, called legacy, and it means different things to different people, but what does your legacy mean to you, and what do you want to convey?
That's actually a great question. I've never, in all of my years of being interviewed, I've never been asked that, and that's really interesting. You know, I'd say I hope that, you know, through my work that people can see, A, that I really take pride in what I do, and I leave all of me, like, out there and exposed and vulnerable. Like, being an artist, and I think to really connect with, like, your audience, you have to be willing to, like, you know, give yourself and put yourself really out there and make yourself exposed, because people can relate and will, you know, understand, like, that vulnerability and be able to, you know, find pieces of themselves that, like, they feel are reflected through you. And I feel like that is really what's meaningful to me. So I hope that people are able to get, like, a glimpse of, like, who I am as, like, a person, and that, you know, at some point one of those things resonates with them and, you know, helps them through something, or makes them feel closer, you know, to somebody else that they've never met in real life, which I think is really cool, because I think, you know, music and film and television is really powerful in that way. You can, you know, it evokes emotions from you with people that you've never met, you know, and I think that that's really powerful. So I guess that's what I mostly would hope that people remember about me and about the music and the work that I do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's really good. I think that speaks a lot of your character and just, you know, like your love of your fellow man. I mean, I think that's awesome.
Well, you know, I always like explain it like this. Like some people, you know, have jobs, you know, that they're like, they just clock in and clock out, and they find their passion and their joy in other ways in life. Other people have jobs like that they love, that they're, you know, passionate about, that like they live for their work. And for me, I feel like it's even a step further. For me, I feel like my work is inextricably linked with who I am as like a person, you know, because it's so personal to me, and it's such like, you know, almost like a diary entry of like who I am, that it's kind of hard to separate like, you know, what I do from who I am. So it's really interesting, actually, like thinking about it like that. That's how I kind of explain it to people.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can totally see that, because I think, you know, like a lot of people, you know, sometimes they confuse what they do with who they are, but it's actually two different things, you know. I mean, your identity isn't so much as, you know, rooted in what you do as much as who you are. And so the fact that you're able to differentiate that is really cool, because I know a lot of people can't, you know, a lot of people think, you know, oh, I'm a doctor. So, you know, if I can't be a doctor anymore, then, you know, I'm no longer Walter, or I'm no longer Tim, or, you know, whatever. But the fact that you're able to say like, hey, this is my profession, this is what I do, but I am Lauren, I'm, you know, I am Lauren. That's really cool.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I just have just a couple more questions, but so I know you do a lot, you wear a lot of hats. Do you ever find yourself getting overwhelmed? And if so, what do you do?
I think, you know, everybody gets overwhelmed in life, right? And I feel that in entertainment, the problem is it's not like a normal job where you know your normal work schedule, where it's like it's always the same. I feel like, you know, in entertainment, it's either feast or famine. You're either so busy, you're barely keeping your head above water, and you're just like booking things left and right, or
right.
You end up like having too much time on your hands, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go crazy. So I always like to keep busy, and even when, you know, I mean, there's always something that, you know, I can be doing. Like now I really love, you know, finding really amazing brands and things like that on Instagram and collaborating and working with them. So I do a lot of brand integration for different music videos that I do or cover songs that I do. And I love creating like cool concepts that like works with like a brand that really speaks to me, that I feel is like really my personality and my vibe. So, you know, I think that when it does get overwhelming, you just got to remember to, you know, to just take a step back, you know, take a breath and know that, like, everything's going to work out. And I also too, I remember to be grateful that I am so busy at that time because I'm so blessed that I'm making a living doing what I love to do. So, I mean, that's amazing in itself. So I try to remember that when I am feeling stressed.
Absolutely. And Lauren, that actually leads into my next question and my final question. But how do you overcome adversity? I know that, you know, you have this amazing life and, you know, you've been blessed to do so many different things and to be a part of so many, you know, great projects. But I also know that, you know, you've had to work very hard and, you know, it hasn't always just been roses, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, honestly, nothing about the entertainment industry is easy. None of it. And everything, for every single part that I've booked and every single song that I've done and all of this stuff, there has been a million parts that I haven't gotten and, you know, a million projects that I've wanted to work on or people that I wanted to work with that haven't worked out. And, you know, people don't see those things. They just see the things that do happen. And so, you know, you have to develop a very thick skin, and you have to also realize that, you know, it's not personal, and you really have to believe in yourself, because I get rejected on a daily basis. So, I mean, and any person does, any actor, any musician, any writer, any creator, you know, because you're constantly having to put yourself out there and, you know, compete against other very talented people. So, I think that, you know, at the end of the day, it's one of those things where you just have to really believe in yourself, and you have to know that this is really what you love to do, because it's definitely not an easy path, for sure.
Absolutely. Do you have any, I guess, pre-rituals or just any type of, like, I guess, spiritual thing that you do when you're going to, like, audition for a television or film role, or if you're getting ready to record a song?
For auditions, yes. There's just like little things that I do, and they've almost become, it's interesting. Like I'll ride in my car just listening to music, like totally just quiet and like chilling and kind of getting in touch with like my character and just thinking about like, you know, what I have that's like coming up next, sort of thing. And then once I get there, I kind of take like a moment, like, you know, to myself, and then, I don't mind, you know, it's always hard when you see people at an audition that you know, and they want to talk to you and visit with you and everything else, and you're going in for some, like, crazy emotional scene, and you're like, I can't sit here and laugh at you because I got to stay in the zone.
Right.
So I used to feel obligated to have to, like, you know, talk to them, and now, you know, I just politely explain. I give them a quick hug, and I'm like, listen, I'm going to call you, and we're going to laugh our faces off and catch up about everything. I was like, but right now I need to ignore you.
Yeah.
And I just am kind of, like, upfront about that because, you know, it's game time. You know what I mean?
And then
the only other thing I kind of do, which is kind of more of a superstition, and it's really funny, is whenever I get home, I never leave my script out. I feel that, like, if I leave it there, I'm holding on to it, and I like to just, like, let go of what I just did, because after, you know, you go and you put everything into it, you really have zero control after that. It's up to, you know, the casting director and the directors and, you know, the network and whoever else is making the decision, the producers. And so I always like to make sure that I throw my script away, like, immediately when I get home, because I feel like if I leave it out, then it's like I'm thinking about, like, oh, that I'm already, like, imagining what it's going to be like for me to, like, you know, do this role and whatever else. And I like to, I don't like to jinx it. So I always sort of, and I know that's so silly sounding. It's like, you know, somebody that has like a favorite pair of socks or something that they always wear or whatever, but that's my thing. And I don't even think I've ever told anyone that before, because it always sounds so silly. But I definitely do that. So.
Man, that's pretty cool. I think that's some good life advice, because, you know, I think you really hit on something there when you said you do your best and you throw it away. You know,
yeah. It's
like there's so much in life that we have no control over, but I think if you do your best in anything, you know, whether you get picked or not, I think it's really, at the end of the day, you're able to live with yourself much more so because you gave it your all. And so,
absolutely,
that's just some good life advice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Lauren, thank you so much. It was an honor to have you on today's show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Your
questions were great. I loved it. It was a pleasure to be on the show.
Awesome. And I was wondering for our listening audience, where can they find out more about you and keep abreast?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So you guys can check me out on YouTube. I post a new video now every Friday. So definitely go on YouTube and check that out. It's either like really cool cover songs or original songs or lyric videos or music videos, or sometimes it's behind the scenes videos of me, filming something or performing on stage or doing a tour. So you can, you know, kind of see a glimpse into my world. And then also on Facebook, I'm Official Lauren Mayhew. On Instagram, I'm at Lolo Mayhew. And on Twitter, I'm at LC Mayhew. So definitely tweet me, Instagram me. I always respond, and I love hearing from you guys.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. Guys, that was Lauren Mayhew. Make sure to check out her new single, Wake Up. We'll put the link to that in the body of this post. You can purchase the single, on iTunes or in the Google Play store under music. Speaking of which, if you've got a smartphone or smart tablet and you want to listen to our show, you can do so by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the iOS store. You can download the app and search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. We're also available in the Google Play Music Store. Search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You hear this interview with Lauren. Lastly, if you've got a Roku smart television or a Roku stick or a box, you can actually listen to our show right in the comfort of your own home. We've got over 200-plus hours of original content, programming, and interviews, all free of charge. Just search for us in the Roku channel store.